Council meeting for Wednesday, July 1st, 2009. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's an honor and privilege for me to conduct this meeting. We'll begin tonight's meeting with an invocation by Assistant Pastor Jim Wood of the Calvary Baptist Church. We'll be followed by invocation or Pledge of Allegiance, which will be led by Councilmember Dina Higgins. Pastor Wood, please rise for both the invocation and the pledge.
Our Father and our God, we're thankful for the privilege of being able to come to you this evening and to know that you are there, that you hear our prayers. We thank you for the God that you are, and we're thankful, Father, that you are all wise. And we are thankful, Father, that with you there is all wisdom. Certainly, Lord, as we come to you this evening, we pray for your help and for your strength. We are sincerely thankful for each one of these men and women who have given of themselves to serve us here in the city of Mesa. We're thankful for our city. We think it's a wonderful place to live. And Father, we give you this meeting tonight, and we pray that in the discussion and in the things that are decided upon and the votes that are taken, we pray that everything done and said this evening would bring honor and glory to you. And we will praise you for what you do. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. We'll now proceed with the mayor's welcome. Thank you. The first item on the agenda is to take action on all consent agenda items. And before we get going on that, I'm going to make a couple of comments. Kevin, I'm going to use my prerogative to take items 21A and 21B off the consent, okay? We'll handle those as a single item. Items, for those of you who are here in the study session previously, you'll hear Mr. Christopher talk about items 5 and 6 being continued. These are the general plan amendments and zoning cases related to the baseline road property. If any of you are here for that, I apologize. This happens. This has been going to be continued until next week. Now, there is a public forum for this. Mr. Wesley, if you'd give the information on that.
Yes, Mayor, I will. Next Monday, that's July the 6th at 1 p.m. at the Sunland Village East Auditorium. There will be a public meeting that citizens are invited to come and hear a little bit more about this development and provide some input and direction.
Okay. Comments. So you'll have an opportunity. In addition to next week when it's back on the council meeting, you'll also have an opportunity to speak at that time. So both the public hearing next Monday and when it comes back on next Wednesday, you'll have opportunities. Mr. Christopher.
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you are interested in speaking on an agenda item, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless the council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed from the consent agenda, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 4 has been deleted. Items 5 and 6 have been continued to the July 8th City Council meeting. Item 8A, act on contract to purchase a professional theatrical lighting system for the Arts and Cultural Department, Mesa Arts Center. This is fully funded by the MAC Restoration Fee Fund. Item 8B, act on term contract for reflective sign sheeting for the Transportation Department field operations. Item 8C, act on contract for Mahoney Neighborhood Water, Gas, and Sidewalk Improvements, $418,000. Funding available in the approved fiscal year 09-10 gas and water bond programs and the Community Development Block Grant Capital Program. Item 8D, act on contract for design phase work for construction of Fire Station Number 219, 3361 South Signal Butte Road, $45,688. Funding is available in the adopted fiscal year 09-10 Fire Bond Capital Program. Item 8E, act on contract for construction of fire station number 215, 6653 South Cargo Way, $6,883,263.20. Funding's available in the adopted fiscal year 09-10 fire bond capital program. Item 8F, act on contract for water line and gas line replacement, Drew Street, University Drive to 7th Street, $624,800. This project is funded from the approved fiscal year 09-10 water and gas bond capital program. Item 9, introduction of the following ordinances and setting July 8, 2009 as the date of the public hearing on these ordinances. Item 9A, ordinance Z09-13, 32 and 42 South Center Street, council use permit allowing the expansion of an existing charter school. Item 9B, approving the First Amendment to the non-exclusive 2003 cable television renewal license with Coxcom Incorporated and authorizing the city manager to sign the amendment. Item 9C, adopting and authorizing the city manager to execute an agreement that incorporates all provisions contained in the existing Southwest Gas franchise until November 2, 2010. Item 10A, act on resolution authorizing the purchase of vacant land located north of West Baseline Road and west of South Country Club Drive for a future park and ride location, $3,080,460, funding by the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. Item 11A, act to amend various sections of the Mesa City Code regarding traffic modifications. And item 11B, act on ordinance Z09-11, 610 West Jerome Avenue for a rezone to allow for development of a children's hospital. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there any item that a council member would like to remove from the consent agenda? Ms. Crocker, any request from the public to remove an item?
No request, Mayor.
Okay, they're being done. I have a motion from Vice Mayor Jones and a second from Council Member Summers. Please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and the consent agenda is approved. Next item on the agenda, and I'm sorry, I didn't mean to scare both of you, but I wanted to have the opportunity to have Mr. Brady introduce our two appointments here, item 21A and 21B, appointing Ms. Jennifer Ruttman as the interim city auditor and appointing Ms. Vicki L.H. Myers, the interim police chief. Mr. Brady, hate to, don't you?
No, thank
you
for doing that.
Would you please introduce Ms. Ruttman and Ms. Myers?
Yeah, could we ask Jennifer to maybe come forward so we can all get to know Jennifer a little? I think the council knows Jennifer, but Gary, the current city auditor, will be retiring at the end of July, correct?
Correct.
And so it has been suggested, I think, the council for council consideration to appoint Jennifer Ruttman as the interim city auditor. Jennifer has been with the city, how long have you been with the city?
12 years.
12 years. She has all the certifications that I think are appropriate to continue in this office. And frankly, Jennifer has performed many of the audits that has gone before the Audit and Finance Committee that have been reviewed, and I think she does a great job, and so we'd recommend her to be considered for the interim position.
Jennifer, thank you. Welcome. We have a motion to approve this by Vice Mayor Jones, a second by Council Member Summers. Is there any discussion or questions or comments? Councilmember Summers.
Brief comment, Mayor, that as a chairman of the Audit and Finance Committee, it's been my pleasure to work with Jennifer. Boy, it's just one of those nights, isn't it?
It's the bow tie.
It's the bow tie. It's cutting off the circulation. Jennifer, it's been an absolute pleasure, and your work has been exemplary, and I've really been, it's been my honor to both provide direction and then listen to the audits, and she's been one of her specialties is being able to help departments find better ways to do their job more efficient and effective ways as well. So I think she's going to do a wonderful job in this interim position. And I hope we might see your application for the permanent city auditor position. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Jennifer. Thank you. Please vote. Vote is 7-0 in the affirmative. Whether you like it or not, Jennifer, you're there. And now, Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to ask Vicki Myers if she would come forward. As the council knows, our current chief, George Gascon, has announced that he will be departing the city at really the end of the month. I believe July 23rd is actually his last day. And in an effort to continue the good works of the Mesa Police Department, which we are all very proud of and are really making a big difference in our community, I am recommending to the council the appointment of Vicki Myers to serve as the interim police chief until such time that I bring back a subsequent recommendation for that position to be permanently filled. Vicki comes to us actually from Michigan. She's been with the city 19-20 months approximately, but she has spent much of her time really getting to know the department in many ways. She's had time out at Superstition Springs and Dobson Ranch Substation, as she is currently downtown or in the headquarters now working on the operations. But before coming to Mesa, her experience as a deputy sheriff, correct, in Michigan, I think gives her a lot of experience, over 17 years of experience in different capacities there, with really a lot of responsibilities from operations and budget and working with the public and the community. So I think Vicki will bring a great perspective and help us to keep the department moving in the right direction. I think she's got the support. She's made a great impression among many of the police department in her short period of time. So I appreciate her willingness to step forward in this important position during this interim transitional phase. So I'm recommending Vicki Myers to be appointed as interim police chief, Mayor.
Vicki, thank you very much. Councilmember Cavanaugh.
Thank you, Mayor. Over the past year, I've had the opportunity to work with Commander Myers in my role both as chair of the Public Safety Committee and in the work that she's done in the Dobson District. She was commander in the Dobson District, and she has spearheaded the efforts for our new Dobson Police Substation. And during the past year, I've really come to admire and respect the work that she has done, and I think she will do an outstanding job as interim chief for our police department. Thank you.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any other questions or comments from a fellow Michigander? Is that what you call them?
Yes, Mayor, we are Michiganders.
Michiganders, or persons from Michigan.
Smarter and prettier than most, as you see by the two examples here.
Do you have a bow tie affliction also tonight? Vicki, okay, we have a motion to approve by Councilmember Cavanaugh, a second by Vice Mayor Jones. All in favor, please vote. The motion is carried 7-0 in the affirmative. Congratulations, Vicki, and good luck.
Thank you both. Thank you all. Thank you.
I used to those voice votes. The next item on the agenda is item number 3A, to conduct a public hearing for item A08-18. Regarding the annexation of land located south of Broadway Road and west of Signal Butte Road, 4.89 acres. Ms. Crocker, is there any request to speak from the public?
No request, Mayor.
Any questions or comments from the council? There be none, I declare this public hearing closed. Okay. The next item on the agenda is item 7A, public hearing on a minor general plan amendment, GP minor 09-04. Vice Mayor, 7A and 7B.
Yes, Mayor, because of work that I've done recently involving Ehrenberg Brothers Partnership, I will not comment or take action on this.
Was this 7C also, I think, is a companion case? So 7B and 7C, a potential conflict. Open the public hearing on GP minor 09-04. Ms. Crocker, any request to speak from the public?
No request, Mayor.
Any questions or comments from the council? There be none, I declare the public hearing closed. We'll now take action on items 7B and 7C with a single vote. Item 7B is a GP minor 09-04. The 200 block of East 2nd Avenue South Side, located north of Broadway Road and west of Mesa Drive, 5 plus or minus acres. And 7C is zoning case, is introduction of, takes action on the introduction on the ordinance, which was introduced at a previous meeting, Z09-10254 South Pomeroy, located north of Broadway Road and west of Mesa Drive, 12.87 plus or minus acres. Any discussion on these items? I'll entertain a motion. We have a motion to approve by Councilmember Summers, a second from Councilmember Kavanaugh. We are voting on both 7B and 7C. Please vote. The vote is 6-0 in the affirmative, with Councilmember Jones abstaining due to a potential conflict of interest. The motion carries. Okay. The next item on the agenda is items from citizens present. Ms. Crocker, are there any requests to speak?
No requests, Mayor.
There be no requests to speak. Entertain a motion to adjourn. Have a motion from Councilmember Kavanaugh, a second from the Vice Mayor. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much. We are adjourned.